once again, we got to thank Colin Kramer for that music.
Yeah, it is, you know, it is Monday night, and it is time to party, and it is time to rock and roll. And as we go on here, we'll thank our sponsors real quick here. We have Enviro Systems Design. You can check them up at ARNEBEE.net. We want to thank Big Nick Sports Cars, 3902 13th Avenue South in Fargo. Scott Backstrom, tailgatemasters.com, Admiral Biggin, better known as him. We want to thank Colin Guitar Man Crima, 612-360-7021. If you need a great theme song, if you need a great piece of music, anything musical, call the Guitar Man. And also Icon Enterprises, 701-205-8784, to be part of the show, to get your business advertised on the show. Icon Enterprises, 701-205-8784.
So, this is Colin from Minnesota metal band Celestial Drift. You're rocking Attitude Era Live with my guy, the Icon.
Yeah, basically. That's what he's saying. So,
yeah. So, what's up with you this week, man? What's new with you, man? We got Monday Night Raw on, and there's a few things I want to comment about how Raw started out, and we're in the
Cena thing. Well, I hear you. I mean, between last week and this week, Roman Reigns really showed me a lot on the microphone. I mean, his back and forth with John Cena were very entertaining.
Well, that's what that's what I want to talk about. One of the things is, you know, this pissing match between John Cena and Roman Reigns, two guys that it's no question that the fans have obviously a love-hate relationship with the two. You know, the fans, half the fans love the two, half the fans hate the guys, you know, and John Cena kind of, how you want to say, keyed in on that, how the fans do not get behind Roman Reigns and how he was all media corporate hype, and he buttoned very hard tonight and last week. And Roman Reigns pushed the button that he's just a part-timer.
Well, it seemed like they were breaking the fourth wall, though, didn't it? Like, didn't it seem like that was almost a sort of out-of-character argument, like those two guys were actually talking, like, how they really felt kind of a thing? Like, isn't that sort of how that felt?
Well, yeah, it just felt a little different. It felt a little off. It's like, if these guys...
There might be some real-life animosity there. We never know.
Well, you know, I think when it's all said and done, I'd be the formation of the Shield coming in. This may be a way for them to, turn Roman Reigns' face like they want him to by facing John Cena. And it's been said in the past, you know, why don't they just turn John Cena heel? Well, I don't think he would make a good heel. You know, he'd be kind of like what they did with Stone Cold Steve Austin back in the day. They tried to make him a heel and it didn't work. Fans still got behind it. In other aspects, could we see a role reversal and John Cena becoming the good guy out of it and Roman Reigns becoming the bad guy out of it and joining the Shield, making this Shield a heel? But I don't think that's what they want. There's a lot of different ways that this could go. There's a lot of ways that this could go. And at the end of the match, I just wonder how it's going to be. Or here's another thing that they could throw into it. Would John Cena join the Shield recreation and have the four of those guys go up against the reformation of the Authority? Could that be another thing that could happen? What do you think?
You know, it's it very well could be. You know, it's I mean, I don't know. I don't see the Shield. I see the Shield coming back, but I don't see the Shield coming back with Roman. I think that ship has sailed. Just because I just don't think he'll ever be a heel again, and I think it at this point it'll just bring them down to have him in it. I think they will add a third member, but I'm not quite sure who that will be at this time. But I mean, rumor has it that it was going to be a female. Yeah, I don't know if you heard about that, but I don't know if you heard that Sasha Banks was possibly, you know, due to her on and off and unconfirmed, but yet still seemingly real relationship with Roman Reigns, with Seth Rollins. You would think that they may add her in, and then again, these are all just rumors swirling around Reddit and the internet. So who knows?
Well, would the Shield really be a heel group then?
No, they'd be a face. I mean, Ambrose and Rollins have turned face.
Right. And Roman Reigns wouldn't fit in with that mix?
I don't think so. I mean, you never know how they would try to spin it, but I don't think so.
Because, you know, we all know, you know, for the longtime wrestling fan, we know that how the Shield debuted with Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and Dean Ambrose. That's how the Shield started with the three of those guys. And I just don't think you can have the Shield without the – I mean, it just wouldn't –
Well, maybe it wouldn't be called the Shield. They might call it something else. You never know.
Well, yeah. But, I think Nia Jax would be a lot better fit for the, you know, the Shield for that group than Alexa Bliss. Now, Alexa Bliss kind of screamed out when, that was hilarious. Did you just catch that? Nia Jax a couple times, no reaction, and Alexa
yeah.
Bliss just kind of screamed out
the double
after
scream.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that was
yeah,
awesome.
I saw that.
That was actually hilarious.
That was actually very funny.
It it actually shows that Alexa, not only as beautiful as she is, she actually can be humorous as well. Now, we all know the stipulation of this match. The stipulation of this match is if Alexa Bliss and Sasha Banks win this, it'll be those two one-on-one, and if they lose, it'll be a fatal four-way match. There's obviously no love lost between Sasha Banks and Alexa Bliss. We know this. But if I were Alexa Bliss, would I tank this match so it would become a fatal four-way? So you
no,
have a
trust
better
me,
chance?
None of them want to have Nia in the match. Trust me, that would not work out well for them.
Yeah. But, you know, I think Nia Jax is due for a title shot. You know, she's deserving, you know.
I think so.
You know, it's...
I definitely think so.
Yeah. Just like, I think it's time that Finn Balor gets the title shot again and becomes champion again. However, they're putting up against Bray Wyatt again, which doesn't make any sense.
Well,
you know?
I already know who the winner of this is because you're on a delay, so I already know what happens in the end of the women's match.
Well, I know. They... it's now a fatal four-way. I'm not on that much of a delay now.
Oh, okay.
Do you have Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins walk into the ring right now?
I do, yes.
Okay, so
I think it's going to be interesting to me to see the Big Show Braun Strowman match later. That should be fun.
Remember what happened the last time they fought?
I do, back in April when the ring collapsed.
Yeah, the ring didn't just collapse, it imploded.
True. Apparently they have a what did they say, a reinforced steel cage this time. So, you know, it's going to be interesting, but it kind of comes out of nowhere. Like to me, the match just kind of sounds like a ratings grab because, like these two don't, as far as I know, have any, like, prior beef other than that match. Like, why are they just randomly throwing them together in this match? It just doesn't really make – the booking of it doesn't really make sense to me.
Yeah, the last time they fought was in April, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that was, what, 6 months ago? Are they going to do that? It took 6 months to get it done. The is that how they're going to spin this? I mean, you know.
You know, it's very possible. It's very possible. But I don't know, honestly, what the motive behind the booking is, other than trying to give, you know, trying to find something to do with Braun Strowman, trying to give Braun Strowman some sort of a reason, because he just, nobody else can fight him. Nobody else can compete with him. So, you know.
Well, you know, I'm at a loss with this. I guess I don't know how to spin that, you know. It's interesting. You know, there's a lot of interesting storylines going on right now. And some are great, and there's a few that don't make any sense. Like the women's match, now it's a fatal four-way. Okay. Makes sense because you want to have all those, you know, I think the women's division on Monday Night Raw is as strong as it's ever been with these four. But how often can you put these four in matches against each other before fans tire of it? I mean, that has happened.
True.
That has happened.
True.
Like,
I mean,
you know,
it's definitely possible.
Yeah, like, you know, John Cena versus Kevin Owens for the 50th time. You know, it's like, you know, fans just got tired of seeing it. You know, that's why they had to move one on and move one back, you know.
I just don't know. I just, the booking has been, I guess, to say the least, interesting. I guess that's the best way you can phrase it. The booking has been interesting.
I mean, I don't have a problem with the booking, but we've talked about predictability before, and how predictable Monday Night Raw has been, how predictable SmackDown has been. But I like the way that they've been going lately. It's taken them a while to get away from the predictability. However, although it's taken a while. What do you think?
Well, it's taken a while, but I still don't even really understand fully what they're doing. I mean, I understand some of the storylines are building up. I get that, but like I said, there's still those random ones in there where you're like, WTF, like, what's going on? So.
Yeah. Like, you know, right now they're showing the preview of Nakamura versus Randy Orton.
That's
going to
be an interesting match.
Well, it's for,
I think, personally.
It's for whoever wins will face Jinder Mahal. Now, do we want to see Randy Orton and Jinder Mahal again, or do you want to see Nakamura versus Jinder Mahal and have Jinder Mahal beat Nakamura again? I mean, Nakamura is not –
yeah.
I don't think he's ready for, you know, a big title push yet. I mean, he's getting there, but he's not ready yet. Just like
– yeah, I hear you.
just like we have
I'm
right now, we have the Gallo brothers having a pissing match with Sheamus and Cesaro. Now, this is supposed to be a one-on-one contest, not a triple threat match, right? At least
I believe
that's the way they originally booked it.
So
my question is, what is Sheamus, or are they going to be guest commentators?
They were already, though. They were guest commentators for the team match earlier.
Yeah, so why are they back? I mean, they're going to have... Now I got it figured out. It took me a little bit. I was a little throw on the button, but here's the deal. These guys are supposed to have a title match at No Mercy, okay?
Correct.
Now, apparently, they don't want to face the Gallo brothers. They'd rather face Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose. So are they there to cost the Gallows the match, and then next week we have the Gallows versus Sheamus and Cesaro? Is that how they're gonna make this happen? Jeez. I didn't see that one coming.
It's definitely possible. The predictability thing has been a factor for quite some time now with them.
Yeah.
It's been something that we've complained about for quite some time.
Yeah, and I was just talking about how the predictability hasn't been there. But as soon as I say that, they bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, come on, really? It just, I don't get it. I don't get it. You know, so who's going to win this match? Obviously, it's going to be Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose, am I right?
You would think so. Yeah, kind of sucks because Gallows and Anderson are like a good team, you know, so it kind of sucks. But, yeah, they're going to, I think.
Or have the Gallows win in some kind of disqualification situation, you know.
Something, yeah, something. I mean, again, it's definitely very difficult to know where anybody is going anymore because they do things sometimes, and you're like, oh, boy, okay, here's that predictability again. And then they do things, and you're like, whoa, okay, that kind of came out of nowhere. So they're not really consistent with their predictability or with their unpredictability. So you never really know what you get out of them.
Yeah. I mean, you know, as an old-school wrestling fan like I am, I've always – like the shock value of, oh, that wasn't supposed to happen, or why did that happen? You know, kind of like back in the day when the NWO first started, you know, it's like you saw stuff that the NWO do, like, geez, that wasn't supposed to happen, or why is that happening? That just doesn't happen. Now, it's like, okay, I saw that coming a week ago, you know. I'd much rather have the, oh my God, did I just see that happen moment than, God, oh, I knew that was going to happen. Now, do you agree or disagree with that?
No, I totally agree with you on that one. That's something that I totally definitely agree on. I think one of the reasons why I love – and oh, shoot, you still there? Sorry about that. I hit the wrong button. That's why I loved and still love the Attitude Era. As much as I do. Because you had no idea what the hell was going to happen in the Attitude Era. And a lot of the time, when it came to storylines and it came to matches, sometimes it was predictable in terms of who was going to face who. But some of the segments and the things that happened during the match and some of the extracurriculars, you were like, what the hell?
Your phone's kind of breaking up there. I missed a little bit of that, but... I got the gist of it, yeah. But what is it going to take? What is it going to take to get, you know, to have the WWE go back to the shock value all the time, unlike the oh my God, oh wow, jeez, I didn't see that one coming. You know, it's, you know, when you think about it, it's almost an insult to our intelligence when they have this predictability crap, you know?
Yeah, well, in a way, yes, but it's also like, I mean, if I sat down and actually, I'd probably tell you, well, okay, well, this is the match to do, okay, so-and-so's going to win, or so-and-so.
A perfect example tonight is when they said about the women's match, but the performance differently.
Your phone is cut again, man. Or your mic is. Can you hear me? Are you there? Well, obviously the big swing is having some microphone issues. So we'll just kind of take it till he gets here. We are supposed to have a couple guests on with us tonight. We're supposed to have David Gardner on with us, and he should be joining us shortly, as long as he got the message that I had sent him. And we are also having Alexandra Baris, a.k.a. Sasha. She will be joining us as well. Shayna, I'm sorry. She'll be joining us at another hour or so. So, hopefully,
yeah,
big
no, I'm here. Sorry, I was saying that as soon as they did that Fatal 4-Way stipulation tonight, and I was like, well, this is what we're going to have, Fatal 4-Way for the women's title at No Mercy. I mean, it's one of those things where you can just tell. You know, you just, yeah, well, yeah, that's the reason why they're making that match. You know, they wouldn't put that stip on it if it wasn't. So, you know what I'm saying? That's part of the reason why it's less and less exciting to me. Because, yeah, the matches might be exciting, and they might have a lot of good young talent on the roster, but it's the matches themselves, you can smell them coming from a mile away.
Right, and the, you know, I wish the writers, especially the one that listens to our show, would, you know, start, would grow a set and start giving us a better selection of matches and less predictability. Hold on one second here.
Not 100% sure what happened with the icon there. He said, hang on one second, and that's what I'm doing. I'm hanging on one second. For those of you who are watching Monday Night Raw, we do thank you for being with us. And, you know, we do have two guests on tonight.
Our guest just called me. He's going to be calling into the switchboard. Apparently, he didn't realize that when he was put on hold that we are going to be going to him shortly.
Oh, see, I didn't even have the switchboard up.
All right, put it up.
Okay, yeah. If he calls, we'll put him through, yeah.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, he's going to call back. So, yeah, so he got my message. So he'll be on in a couple minutes. And we have David Gardner on and Shayna on with us. I can't wait to have her on. She is a high-flying female athlete, and she is gorgeous. You know,
the second guest we have, correct? John?
What's that?
The second guest we have.
Well, your mic is cutting out, man. I can't hear you.
since she is the second guest we have tonight, or they are on together?
Yeah, right. Yeah, she's the second, right.
Okay. Well, I'm just waiting for him to call back, man. As soon as he calls in, I'll get him on the air, let you do your thing. Oh, speak of the devil, there it is. So what I'll do is I got to step away for a minute or two here because
okay.
I got some. I'll text to you what I got going on, but I'm not going to say it on the air. But I got to step away for a minute, but I'll let you do the introduction. I'll be listening at the same time, so I'll know what's going on. But then until I tell you I'm back, I got to step outside the studio for a second and get all this fixed. But yeah, so here it is. I'll let you do the introduction, and they're on now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this man gives wrestling promoting a whole new meaning. He is a man that everybody wants to wrestle for. He is a man that everybody wants to be when it comes to wrestling promoter. This guy puts Paul Heyman and Vince McMahon to shame. He is stepping out of the green room and walking down the aisle. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you our first guest of the evening. His name is David Gardner. Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? How am I supposed to live up to that hype?
Tell me, was that not the greatest promotion you've ever had?
I'm still waiting for this guy to show up so I can talk to him.
Well, anyway, we have you on here for about a half hour, so we're gonna ask you some questions, and we'll have you cut a little promo for us, and we'll get the ego questions out of the way. You obviously like the introduction. Now, the Icon also made a cool collector's card for you. How did you like that?
Oh, I loved it.
Awesome. All right, so you are a wrestling promoter, correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, tell us, what is the name of your brand and where you're based out of?
Well, we just changed our name. We're National Syndicate Wrestling. We used to be
okay.
Syndicate Promotions Wrestling under the NWA. But you know
okay.
what's happening with the NWA, so it was time to just, you know, make our own little venture in and see what Billy does with his.
All right, so it's kind of like how WWF had to change to WWE, something like that?
Well, not really. That had to do with, you know, legalities of a name. You know, there was somebody else, World Wildlife Fund, who was using those three letters.
Right. Okay.
I mean, we could have played the game and went back with, you know, kept the NWA, because the NWA Georgia Wrestling, which we used to run under, was legally ours.
Right.
You know, we could have kept it as National Wrestling Affiliate, a separate from them, or we could have kept it with no one, not with anyone. The NWA was just three letters. We were not the National Wrestling Alliance.
Right. Right. And so being a promoter, how long have you been doing the promoting thing?
Well, I originally started promoting in 2012, and it was boxing and MMA.
Okay.
Yeah, we did several high-profile shows here in Columbus, Georgia, where I'm based out of, you know, a couple $50,000 to $100,000 shows, and we decided to look for something a little cheaper and easier, and that's where we came along with wrestling. We've been doing that since 2014.
Now, with from going from MMA and boxing to wrestling, now, did you have to get different rings, or do you use the same kind of rings, or?
It's a different ring. Boxing rings have four ropes. MMA rings have five. Wrestling has three. But if you remember your history, if you know, you know that boxing and wrestling were pretty much the same and regulated the same. Everything was done up until the 80s was pretty much the same.
Right, exactly. Yeah, because, you know, with the ropes, you know, it's kind of like my golf game, you know. I shoot five, yell four, write three, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's the way my golf game goes. Now, do you have a lot of big names or that you've worked with or working with right now that on your promotion?
I don't like the name drops. There's been several that we brought in that were high profile. We brought in a lot of the NWA champions. We bring in a lot of current TNA or Global Force Wrestling, current wrestlers off of TV. We put it in with a mix of locals from here down in South, all the way from Virginia, Tennessee, you know, Florida up to Georgia.
So when is your next big match?
Our next show is October 14th. I guess the most well-known name you would have on it would be Robbie Eaze on that one.
Okay.
He's actually going against our local guy, Stump Marshall, for the Georgia Junior Heavyweight Championship. So I expect it to be a good match.
Now, is there a name of this pay-per-view coming up?
No, we just call it. It's the National Syndicate Wrestling. It's our October show. Unless there's a big storyline that you're trying to push on, and I don't see why you need to come up with a name for every show.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's like the WWE does. It's like Hell in a Cell and WrestleMania and SummerSlam and this and that. You know, it's like some of that stuff, you know, gets completely boring, you know, when they have to change their shows. And, you know, that's kind of cool that you don't do that.
I kind of let our shows speak for themselves. I mean, I don't really need a name to kick it.
Right. Now, for our fans that are tuning in and listening that haven't went to our page on Facebook, and if you haven't, what's the matter with you? Now, Dave Gardner, he's a big boy. He's kind of like Harley Davidson riding, jet setting, big old country boy that could snap you like a toothpick, you know. He's got the facial hair kind of like Jim the Anvil Neidhart, but he wears it better. And he's a big muscular guy, just to describe you a little bit. You know, you're kind of like a big polar bear, kind of. You know, I wouldn't want to step in the ring with you, you know, because of how big you are and how ominous you look, you know. But I wouldn't want to wrestle you, but I would love to come wrestle for you.
Well, if you were a wrestler, we could verify your training and background. We'd give you a shot.
Well, I don't really have any training, and I haven't really stepped in the ring. I'm more of a ring announcer type guy, you know. You know, and like my partner, the Big Swing, he'd be like a great ring commentator, you know.
Maybe we could do something.
That's what I do. Yeah, because I mean, my thing is I do play by play for like local college athletics. That would be what I would want to do. Because trust me, I'm in good shape. I played basketball in college. I'm in okay shape, but I'm not in wrestling shape. Trust me. So I would have to do something like that. I look damn good in a suit too. So
yeah, you
there
do.
You go.
Although I've never seen you in a suit. I've seen you in a tux, but I've never seen you in a suit.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
So, Dave, if we wanted to check out your matches, can we get it on pay-per-view somewhere, or find it on YouTube or the internet to watch it live, or how would we be able to check that out?
We have our last season. We have it set up. It's on GoFight Live. I don't really post them on YouTube. To me, that's everybody just wants to grab that instant gratification, so they throw it on YouTube so they can, everybody tells me I did great stuff.
Okay, that's cool. Now
we run our shows on CW Jabama. It's 500,000 homes here in Georgia and Alabama area. So we run that weekly, and then we just put them on Go Fight Live after that for everybody else to see free.
Now, do you have a show every month?
No, right now we've stepped back to doing bigger, better shows quarterly. Every 3 months we'll do a big show.
Okay. Now, how many matches do you generally have on your shows?
The average is 9, 10 usually on a show.
Okay, and now are these like they're about what, 3 hours long or how long?
We try to keep it. We keep the show between 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and three hours.
Okay, so now if someone wanted to get tickets for your next show, do that?
Well, we usually sell them at the door. We'll have a street crew going around in Columbus doing, selling them out there for pre-sale tickets. And if you really, if you're not from the area, we can hook you up on Facebook.
Okay. Now, you usually have all your matches on in Columbus, right? Mostly, guys don't travel.
Well, that's our base. We do that every 3 months. There'll be occasions where we'll step out of the area and do one every once in a while. Like we did our last big one in Columbus was in July, but we did one this month, or last month, August, in Monticello, Georgia. So
okay.
We do travel a bit, but our big shows are quarterly here in Columbus.
Well, now here's my thing. Dave, here's my question. You mentioned Columbus and then down in Georgia and whatnot. Are you originally from Western New York?
Yeah, I'm actually from Pennsylvania, Williamsport, Pennsylvania, home of the Little League World Series. But I was in the military and stationed up at Fort Drum for 12 years before I got sent. Yeah, I got stationed down here at Fort Benning, Georgia, out of Columbus, and just retired here.
Well, the reason I ask is because see, Icon's out in North Dakota, out in the boonies. But if you've ever seen the movie Fargo, that's where he's from.
Mm-hmm.
So he calls in that way. But the station is here in New York. I'm actually out by Albany. So when I called in, I saw you had a Western New York, Syracuse area phone number. And I was like, oh, geez, somewhat of a local guy. So, okay, that's cool.
Right. Now,
I was in Watertown,
New York,
actually.
Number. Right. Yeah,
I've been there. I spent a week there. I spent a week there one afternoon. Yeah, I spent a week there one afternoon. It was good. It was good times. But
spent a week there one afternoon.
Yeah, in Watertown. Yeah, but it's great. I saw the number come in. The intern told me I'm not going to give your area code out, but when he told me what the area code was, I was like, oh, geez, okay. I kind of didn't tell me he was a New York guy, but so that's cool. So that explains that then.
Yeah, it's a military thing.
Cool,
and
cool.
You mentioned that you were in the military. We do thank you for your service.
Doing my job.
Yeah, my father and uncles all served. My father served here in Vietnam, and my uncle's here in the Korean conflict. And my father was actually stationed in Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri, or as he calls it,
mm-hmm.
Fort Lost in the Woods in the state of Missouri. But But so with all your events, if the Icon and the Big Swing could ever get up there, do you think maybe you might be able to get us a couple tickets so we can see how things work out there?
I'll tell you what, you guys make it to the show, you get down here, and you don't even got to worry about tickets. I know the owner. I'll get you in.
Awesome. Cool.
Oh, nice.
So, what is the name of the
Icon? For sure, Icon. That's definitely something we got to do.
I think so.
Yeah.
He
might even let me be a guest ring announcer because he's already heard of Hulk.
Let's not go that far. Let's go to a show first and see how it goes. Let's not just assume things. Yes, I like your looking up positivity. That's good.
So what is the name of the arena that you're going to be holding your show at?
Well, we do it at St. Luke's Methodist Church, United Methodist Church. They have a big ballroom. This thing is beautiful. You got the chandeliers, the wall, the carpeted floor. You want to talk about luxury and nice, this is a venue. This is better than anything else. I've been in these local civic centers from gymnasium floors to you name it. There's nothing better than doing it in something that's set up this nice.
So, it's gonna be in a church. Now, how many seats does it hold?
It holds 600. Last time we had a little over 2. This one we're expecting a little over 3. We're slowly growing the area again.
Well, you know, the thing is, whenever you're on the Attitude Era Live with us, you know, you get your name out there, and more people should attend. So you should be thinking about a sellout now, you know.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. I'll make sure to bring you in on the next show if that happens.
Awesome. I appreciate that. Cool.
Yeah,
so,
and for sure. You know, and people listening, they're still hitting me up in the message box here asking about it and asking about where they're going to be. So, yeah, we definitely have people who would be interested. And that's the beauty of our fan base is, yeah, they're all WWE fans, but that's mostly because that's the wrestling that's shoved down our throats right now. But, you know, they're old ROH guys, TNA guys. I mean, NWA guys, they're guys who have been watching wrestling for a long portion of their life and are very, very interested in the independent circuit. So that's where a lot of our listeners are. So
love to know that we've had Jimmy Rave on our show several times, several other Ring of Honor. We brought in the Gorillas of Destiny.
I mean, beautiful. Yeah, They are huge into this, and you know, I definitely think that if they were, you know, to get a chance to come down, they would love it as well. Because like I said, a lot of them are big supporters of the independent circuit. So, yeah.
So did you
That'd
ever
be nice.
Wrestle yourself, David?
Oh no, that's not my thing. The military, you know, I'm a disabled veteran. I retired out of the military medically. So it was never an option for me, even if I would have wanted to do it.
All right. Well, you know, the reason why I'm asking is because, I mean, you know, I've seen your picture and everything. It's like you're a pretty big guy. You know, I think you're one of the reasons why, you know, they sent your picture to some of the foreign leaders. They say, oh, we ain't going to screw with them. They'll send him over here, you know.
No, it's just I let the beard grow. And, you know, got a little bigger sitting around being medically retired.
Right. Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do, you know. The okay, real we'll do this real quick here, then we got some more questions for you. We got about
sure.
50 more. Yeah.
What do you have in mind, Dyson?
Well, I'm going to have him cut a little promo for us, and it's basically okay, so basically you'll say, hey, this is David Gardner. You're listening to the Attitude Era Live and the Legends Hour with the Icon and the Big Swing, and then you can say whatever you want also. And I'll count you down for 5 seconds, and then we have to do a couple takes to do that, then we'll ask you a few more questions.
Well, let me see if my memory's not the greatest. Attitude Era with the Big Show?
No, with the Big Swing and the Icon.
Big Swing and Icon.
The Attitude Era Live and this hour.
The Attitude Era Live with the Big Swing and the Icon.
There you go. Yep.
All right. Yeah, I think I got it, man.
And before we do this, I just want to say, everybody, that the Big Show is on right now, and he's clean shaven, and he looks like Uncle Fester. But anyway, that's something. That's something. All right, so ready? We'll do this, and then we'll see what happens. Ready? Here we go.
All
Five,
right.
Four, three. Two, one.
All right, you guys, you're watching the Attitude Era Live with the Big Swing and Icon. This is David Gardner from National Syndicate Wrestling. You enjoy this.
That's awesome. Perfect.
Beautiful. And what we're going to do, David, just so you know why we're having you do that, this is normally like throughout the...
He's been, he's got a brand new mic and it sometimes cuts out. Basically, what he was going to say is that...
Well, no, I'm here. Can you hear me? It's not necessarily that. It's the fact that I was leaning over to grab something at the same time and thought maybe it could pick me. But what it is, it's a sports talk radio station during the day. So what we do is you do that little liner, and then, you know, coming out of the commercial breaks, the nights that they replay the show, the nights that your episode is going to be on, it'll be playing that liner coming out of the commercials. So, you know, when you say, hey, this is so-and-so, you're losing Attitude Era, blah, 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 that's going to be played all day coming out of the commercials so that later on that night, when we run another liner saying 10 p.m., the replay, blah, blah, blah,
people will be like, oh, who's that? That sounds interesting. And then they tune in, and more people who may not be listening live or who are sports fans and only listen during the day might then jump on and get to know you as well.
Sounds good. You think that was good enough, or do you want to do it again?
Oh, no, that was good. That works. It can only be about 8 seconds. So, yeah.
That's perfect. And then, you know, what I do is I also loop you saying the name of the icon several times. I put it in a phone ringtone, so it's like, the icon, you know, it's great. And it'll be your voice, so just so you know. Okay. So,
works for me.
Cool. So, now, when you originally decided to start doing the wrestling thing, were you a wrestling fan before you started doing the wrestling, or did you?
Well, I watched it as a kid, but did I sit around and watch it every weekend? No, not really. It's kind of a funny story how I even got into it, because looking for a wrestling show to help promote to get my feet in the water, I went with a local crew of people and just started helping them. But come to find out that they weren't licensed, their wrestlers weren't trained. It was a whole lot of things. So I found out how shady the actual wrestling business was.
Oh, okay.
So we've been trying to do our part to improve it.
And who were your heroes growing up?
That's kind of hard to say. I guess I'm one of your weird guys, because I never really had a hero.
Okay.
I didn't idolize anybody. I mean,
you know. So it was kind of a shock.
Were you in the military? If anything, I would say I'd have to look up to the guys that were in the military.
Okay. Nice.
Now, did you...
When I stepped into the military, you got to remember, these guys were old Vietnam vets where you first started. These guys had seen and done everything.
Now, did you when you were in the military, did you go into any combat or anything, or?
Some, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can just see you standing there, charging the battle, doing your war yell, and just saying, "Hey, I'm coming to you." You know.
Yeah, I wish it was that easy. I did some time in Bosnia.
Oh, okay, that's cool. So you have one wrestling event every 3 months. Your next one's in October. So then, does that mean your next one would be in January then?
Yes, sir. We look at January, April, July, October. Those are our actual four scheduled for 2018.
So my next question is, would you be when you have your big show in January, would you be willing to join us again and you could promote your January show?
Well, I don't know. You guys have been pretty rude. No, I'm kidding. Yes, I definitely would. You guys have been awesome.
So you'll be able to send us also some autographs for our fans that are listening as well?
Oh, yes, I can do that.
Okay.
Okay. How about getting some of his wrestlers with us as well?
Oh yeah, would you? Do you think you'd be able to hook us up with some of the wrestlers?
Oh yeah, yeah, not a problem.
You know, now you obviously have baby faces and you have heels, but of all the who is the biggest baby face you got, and who's the biggest heel you got?
Well, that's kind of a tricky one, because in our last show, it seems like our biggest babyface, a guy that's been wrestling for 15 years in the Columbus area, it's kind of switched over. So I'm not sure if he'd be our biggest heel right now, even though he's our biggest face.
Oh, okay. So he's kind of like a, so he's kind of like an in-betweeny kind of, you know?
Well, I, you know, I'd have to say we're a heel heavy show.
Oh, okay. All right.
That, that's my favorite show.
You know, the days of your traditional larger-than-life good guy, you know, that is pretty much gone. If you watch wrestling today, your good guys are punching and kicking, and good guys don't do that.
Well, no, they don't.
They're wrestlers. They're professional wrestlers. They out-wrestle their opponents. So I think the days of clean-cut, good guys, you know, are gone.
Yeah, and,
unfortunately,
you know,
I think so.
Yeah, well, you know, the whole deal about, you know, good guys versus bad guys is, you know, strictly passe. It's like, it's, you know, it's not that black and white anymore. You know, it's like
right,
they're
all shades of gray.
Yeah, there's more of a gray area now. It's like, you know, it's not just this and that. It could be this, that, or the other. You know.
Right. It's no longer cheering for the good guy versus the bad guy or the black versus white. Now it's a, which one do I like more and which one do I like less?
Right. You know, it's kind of like, a perfect example of that right now in the WWE would be John Cena versus Roman Reigns, you know.
Right.
I mean,
nobody knows who to cheer for.
Right. The fans have a love-hate relationship with both of those guys, you know.
Right.
And, It'll be interesting how that plays out, you know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you remember the old days, it used to be, even if it was two supposedly good guys facing each other, someone had to turn to the bad guy during the match.
Right.
Yeah,
kinda
those
like,
days are gone.
Yeah, kind of like Stone Cold and Bret the Hitman Hart back in the day.
Right.
So we got a few more minutes here to wrap up. Now, if someone wanted to follow you or check you out online, can they? Do you have a Facebook or a Twitter handle, or do you have an Instagram?
Yeah, just look us up on Facebook. It's just as easy. Just type in National Syndicate Wrestling or Syndicate Wrestling, and you'll come across us.
Okay, and then we'll make sure that. In January, we have you back on, and you know we'll help you promote your thing, and everything will be great. And you're awesome, and we do appreciate the time that you had with us.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
well, I got
then,
one question for you though. Sure. What do you guys think of the whole sexy star situation?
Oh, you know, speaking of that, that's actually a good thing. I'm actually trying to get her on the show with us. She hasn't responded back to my emails, but, yeah, it's kind of interesting how that has played out, you know. You know, she was supposed to go on Jericho's podcast, but she can't go on that podcast now. Because they won't let
right.
her on. But
right.
That's why it'll be a great exclusive if the Icon can get her on our show, which I'm trying to do, you know.
I think it's a great thing, and I know some people are going to disagree with me, but, hey, that's life. I think
yeah.
it's one of the best works in a while.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it's myself kind of blown out of proportion myself, but... If it's going to enhance what she's doing, they might as well keep doing it, you know.
Well, let me ask you a question. If I sat you down on the ground and put you in an arm bar, are you going to try and get out of it, or are you
sure.
just going to lay there and tap?
No, I would. No, I would fight to the end.
Right. You know, somebody puts me in an arm bar and it's strong enough that it's going to break my arm or dislocate my shoulder. You can better believe that my fists are flying. I'm going to bite your arm if I got to. I'm getting out of that thing one way or another.
Right. And I've always had
I've always had the no
give up, no surrender policy, you know. It's like, you know, I'll fight my way out of whatever I got to do, you know.
Right. So you can understand why I say it's a work. You're working the workers. It's awesome. I think they're doing a great thing.
Right. You know, it's like – kind of like that, you know, you heard that story about the nurse that got arrested because she wouldn't draw blood from the patient without consent. I mean,
right.
That would be I'd love to see her step in the ring too. That would be awesome, you know. Versus, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, is there any other thing you want to plug before we let you go?
No, just make sure fans are watching you guys. These guys are awesome.
All right. And I will send you the address of where to send the autographs, and we do appreciate it. And you're going to have you on again. I will call you in a couple weeks, and then we'll book January.
Sounds good to me.
I appreciate it, Dave. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Right. Bye-bye. Right. That was Dave Gardner, ladies and gentlemen. Promoter extraordinaire, yeah. The NWA. You know, so our next guest, as long as she's calling in from London, so hopefully hopefully she's awake and she's got my messages. If not,
you realize London is 5 hours ahead of us, so it's really early in the morning over there.
Yeah, I know. That's why I hope she got my messages. She did confirm earlier in the week. So we'll hope that.
We'll give it a few minutes, and if she doesn't call in, we'll either wrap it or we'll figure out something. But yeah, it's I was gonna say, dude, London. I didn't know she was calling from London. London, it's 5 hours ahead. It's 11 o'clock, 12, 1, 2, 3. It's 4 in the morning over there.
Yeah, and she looks beautiful when she wakes up in the morning, from what I understand. So.
From what you understand. Okay, fair enough.
Worst case scenario, dude, if you want to have a special with her, we can figure out a time to do something during the day, so it'll be and do like an exclusive. So let's say on like a Sunday afternoon or something, have it, you know, that way it's only like 7 p.m. over there, and it'll be early for us, but it'll be like an exclusive special or something if in fact, she doesn't end up calling today due to time restraints. Because, again, I mean, you didn't tell me she was calling from London. I didn't know that, and had I told her that, I would have said, dude, let's do something different, because, I mean, more power to her if she does call in, but, I mean, you know, at 4 in the morning, hell, I'm not calling in anywhere at 4 in the morning, so, I mean, we'll see.
I just found out
yep.
that she's wrestling in London. She's not from London, but she's wrestling in London.
Well, no, I know she's not from London, but still, being in London, dude, that's still 4 in the morning. I mean, especially if she has a wrestling match, she's probably going to try to get some sleep.
Yeah, you got to get up before the fog in London, you know. So let's talk about this match that's going on here. You know, they tease how they've reinforced the ring. They reinforced the – but, you know, so what I'm led to believe is one of two things. The last time that these guys wrestled, the ring collapsing was not a work. But at the beginning, originally, remember, we thought it was?
Yes.
A work? But listening to the referee
You've heard otherwise?
About, yeah. Listening to the way the referee was talking about the match, how he got cut open because he fell out of the ring onto the steps, I don't think it was a work. Because you remember the flip to him flying out of the ring.
I thought that was planned.
Well, the ring imploded, and if it was a work, and he landed on the steps, you know, badly that he did, you know, I thought it was work, but apparently it wasn't, you know. I mean, it's not so much of a work as when Big Show, remember, he chokeslammed The Undertaker to hell. He chokeslammed him through the ring, you know, if you remember that. Or you don't remember that. All right, well, apparently our buddy's having some mic issues.
No, I'm here. I was listening to what you were saying. I've been here the whole time.
Oh, okay. So
I was just letting you make your point, and then I was going to jump in, but I'm here.
Well, you know, it's like, do you remember when Big Show chokeslammed The Undertaker to hell? He chokeslammed him through the ring.
Well, you remember when my buddy Edge,
Remember when my buddy Edge had that happen at SummerSlam in 08. He went through the ring, and then Undertaker lit it on fire.
Right, and that's when they had the trap door that they slammed it through, you know?
Yeah. So, rumor has it, where did you hear the rumor that it was not a work?
From what the referee said in his interview. It just seemed too genuine to me that it was not a work. The way that he talked about how injured he got because of that, you know? And
well, here's my thing, though. In the wrestling business, you make all your money via kayfabe. Do you think that perhaps the referee was working us by telling us it was not a work?
Well, it's possible. You know, I mean,
Think about how much cooler. Think about how much cooler that situation would be if it wasn't a work than if we found out that it was. So, I mean, obviously, you know, if that was the kind of thing that happened spontaneously, the company's going to do whatever they can to make people believe that.
Wow. You know.
What?
Well, you know, I'm just looking at this match, you know, and how different the Big Show, and of course it doesn't really matter, but I'm going to say it anyway, how more athletic the Big Show looks now since he lost all that weight, you know, and he doesn't have any facial hair. He kind of looks like Kojak or Uncle Fester, you know, without the facial hair, without the, I mean, he does. You know, and now let me ask you this.
Well, I don't think I've ever seen Big Show clean shaven like this. It's interesting looking.
No, I never have either. You know, because he's always had a goatee or whatever. You know, and I remember when he first started wrestling. You know, he had that long moppy hair type deal. You know.
Well, when he was the Giant or when he was Paul White, yeah.
And, they decided to make him bald when he became the Big Show. But now, let me talk about Braun Strowman here for a second. Braun Strowman has been, remember, he started out as a member of the Wyatt family. Okay? We know this. Now,
he did.
Is he a title reign? I think he is.
I think from an over standpoint, he is. I think the crowd would like to see him as champion. Yeah, for sure. And I don't think that there's anybody on the roster except for maybe Brock Lesnar who's dominant enough to hang with him. So, I mean, he could be a very imposing champion, a champion for a long time, you know, if they do put the belt on him. So I could see it, especially since Brock's trying to go back to UFC. I wouldn't be surprised if Strowman walks out of No Mercy with the belt.
Yeah. Now, would you rather have Braun Strowman the champion than Brock Lesnar?
Well, yes, but only for the reason of Brock Lesnar's part-time. And I hate having the top belt on a guy that only wrestles every third full moon. Okay? But, but you know, if Brock Lesnar was a full-time guy, I love having it on Brock because I love having the Paul Heyman promos and I love having the whole allure of Brock Lesnar. But I'm just not a big fan of the part-time thing at all. So that's why I would like to see Braun do it.
Well, you know what I would love to see?
What's that?
You know what I would love to see? I would love to see JR come back. I'd love to see JR come back as a manager, you know, and do the talking for somebody.
Yeah, perhaps. I loved when he did the whole Dr. Death thing in 99 when he came back after they said that, nobody, you know, when I had my condition, you know, they all just gave my spot to Michael Cole. And you remember that whole thing when he came back as a heel? It just didn't work, though. I mean, he would have to be a face manager because JR is just so beloved that, I mean, I think JR would have the same JR would have the same type of reaction that heel Stone Cold had. I mean, as much as they would try to get boos out of him, he would still get cheered. Whereas with Roman, they tried to get cheers out of him and he got booed. But I just honestly think that Jim Ross, there's not a single person on this planet that would boo Jim Ross. I don't know why, but that's just the case. I think he's just too beloved at this point.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. My two favorite things out of that whole JR deal was when he made his own broadcasting table, JR is War.
Yeah, and he sat in front of them. They had the two behind them, and he put it up in front of them. Yeah, I remember that.
And when he did the whole when he debuted the fake Diesel and fake Razor Ramon.
That was good,
that
too.
JR said that he didn't like doing that. He hated doing that. He said in an interview that he hated doing that so much, he won't even go back and rewatch the footage anymore because he hated doing it so much. He hated being like that, you know.
Jim Ross loved being cheered. He loved being sort of the icon that he was. I mean, pun intended there. So, for him to be a heel, I can imagine would be very difficult for him.
Yeah. You know, speaking of, me as the icon, now, of course, this is a ego thing. I just want to let everybody know, and I'll send you the picture of it. The icon was live on DirecTV Saturday afternoon during the North Dakota State University Bison football game at ESPN3. The icon was seen by a million plus people that were watching that game.
Well, for the icon to be seen is one thing, but didn't you say that the commentators actually knew who you were as well?
Yep. They said, and there, of course, is the icon.
There you go. I mean, how great is that?
Yeah, I'm going to have, since I'm sure you didn't see it, I will forward you.
Well, no, I didn't get that game in my area. I didn't get that game because I don't have DirecTV. I only have the local cable that's in this area. So I did not get the game. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to check ESPN on my app, and I'm going to check the highlights of the game and see if perhaps you made the highlight reel as well.
ESPN3, and so NDSU has also signed a contract to be on the ESPN Game Day, thing where you can watch all the NDSU games if you get the NDSU Game Day thing on your cable provider.
Huh, well, I'll have to check that out then. The only time I get an NDSU game out here is if they're playing a big D1 opponent. Like, I got the game against Iowa. That was on my local TV, and I got the game, I believe they beat, it was Iowa State, and then they beat somebody else who was a big D1 program. I got those games because they were nationally televised. Minnesota. Yep. I got that game. But again, they were big national games on ESPN. I got a lot of the games during the Carson Wentz era, but that's mostly because he was, a big NFL prospect, and a lot of their games were on national television. But if they're playing like Montana or something, there's no way I'm going to get it out here in New York.
Right. The thing about it is, NDSU won their first game 72-7 against Mississippi Valley State. Now the deal is that was not unplanned that it was going to happen, but it was still an interesting drubbing, really. I thought Mississippi Valley would put up more of a fight, but they really didn't. It was over after the first quarter.
Well, yeah, you said the first quarter lasted over an hour.
Right.
I'm looking at the box score here, and it was 30-0 after the first quarter.
Yep.
That's crazy.
That's because we got four touchdowns and a safety.
That's insane.
Yeah, it was an interesting game. It's like, it's fun for the fans, but I don't know what you could take
well,
away
just,
from.
Just so you guys know, I mean, this is a wrestling show, not a sports show, but just so you guys know, in case anybody happens to be interested, next week they're on the road. They play on the red field out at Eastern Washington. Out on that bright red field out there before coming home against Robert Morris and home against Missouri State before going on the road for two more. So they've got a, what looks to me like a tough schedule. I don't see any big D1 programs. I mean, but I know you have something on your roster here, or not on your roster, but you have something on your calendar. Back to back weeks on November 4th and November 11th, North Dakota State takes on South Dakota State. And they take on South Dakota. I know that those are two big ones for you.
Yeah, well, one's for the Dakota marker against South Dakota State, who they did beat us here last year, although it, you know, a last-second touchdown. That it took them the whole game to beat us. But South Dakota State was ranked third behind us. It was James Madison, us, and South Dakota State for the top three. And, of course, James Madison is on our bucket list because they did beat us last year here in the Fargo Dome, which is hard to do. It is hard to beat us in the Fargo Dome, and they did it, you know. But
what was the crowd what was the crowd like for that opening game?
Well, it was a sold out crowd, but it was a lot of people went home at halftime, unfortunately.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Well, anyways, yeah, so I'm not 100% sure. I'm not 100% sure what the deal is with our caller, but if she does want to be on with us, you know, coming from London, I can imagine that at 4 in the morning she's probably asleep, I would say. And with college football highlights coming up, and oh my goodness, Braun Strowman just threw Big Show through the cage, and I'm sure you'll see it in a minute here on your delay. That is insane. Because of that, perhaps since Raw was pretty uneventful tonight, and we had the guest snafu, We can pick this up later in the week and set up a time during the day, perhaps, if you're free to talk to her, or even tomorrow during the day if she's free to talk to her, and then we can wrap it, because, like I said, not much to talk about story my mind. Say that again.
We might have to do it on a Sunday because she usually wrestles during the week and training and stuff.
Yeah, no problem. We can do like an exclusive with her, and we can even give her a full hour if she wants, because you know, I know you're anxious to talk to her, and I know that, you know, calling from London, you know, like I said, right now it's 4 o'clock in the morning over there, so it's gonna be you know, pretty difficult to get on the phone with us at that time. So it's unless she 100%. You know, plan for it and put it in a calendar. But I mean, again, you can't always expect that dedication. So I'm not saying it's anything from her. It's just, you know, if you got a big match coming up tomorrow, you're going to want to get your sleep. So I don't blame her at all, to be honest with you. Raw was pretty uneventful. For those of you who may have missed it, Braun Strowman won the cage match. And then, you know, via pinfall over the world's largest jobber known as the Big Show. Literally picked him up in what looked like a gorilla press type of slam and threw him through the cage door. I don't think I've ever seen Big Show manhandled like that before. I didn't think it was possible. So I'm definitely on the Braun Strowman bandwagon. He's done some pretty amazing things, including tipping over an ambulance, which is not an easy task to do either, just due to sheer weight. So I'm happy about it. You know, I want to see Braun Strowman. I'm in the Braun Strowman camp. I love Brock Lesnar and I love Paul Heyman, but I'm in the Braun Strowman camp simply because he's a full-time guy, and I would like to see him, you know, come away with the belt and have the belt on Raw every week. So, but Hell in a Cell, that's the match versus is that what he's going to fight Lesnar in?
No, that would be a perfect match for him, though, a Hell in a Cell match.
Oh yes, of course, yeah. No, I think it'd be great. Being in a Hell in a Cell match. The problem is, you know, he's just so big and so strong. He reminds me a lot of like a Ryback. And, you know, if you ever heard the wrestling, you know, podcast and the wrestling news before, Ryback, not on purpose, because he's not a mean guy, but Ryback used to hurt guys all the time by accident. And just because he was so much bigger and so much stronger than everybody was going up against, I think that would be the case with Braun Strowman. I think Strowman in an atmosphere like that would definitely end up really, you know, making it unpleasant for an opponent.
And, you know, I think it would be perfect.
Well, true. But you know what? The only thing I'd have to say, where is it here? Oh, shoot. There it is. The only thing I'd have to say about that, to be honest with you, would be...
Well, sir, while I may not agree with what you say, I'll defend to the death your right to say it.
So, that's that. But yeah, I think what we're going to do, because I, like I said, the quote you love so much, due to prior obligations and life's complications and the fact that we do not have a second guest coming on and tonight, or at least based on what I can tell, and the fact that Raw was pretty uneventful for this evening, we can... you know, we can wrap it a little early simply so I can get out there and say bye to my friend and the station's not, you know, walking in on me and giving me the watch symbol this time. You know, because usually I hate to cut a guest off, but if we got nothing going on this time, the GM can actually lock up the building and not have me sitting there. So we can do that, and we can come to you live next week. Stay tuned. Check out the Facebook page. If we are going to end up doing the special interview with her, stay tuned on the Facebook page, and we'll keep you posted on what day and what time that's going to be,
and
if you do want to listen
also,
to that.
Also, I just want to announce
also
quick, that we are going to have one of the all-time greatest female bodybuilders on this show.
Who's that?
In 2 weeks, Jill Rollison.
Yes, I saw the photos you sent me.
Yeah, and she is going to be on with us, and Jill Rudison is going to be on with us, and she is a muscle smoke show. Yeah, you know, I asked her how much she could bench when she told me she could bench press you and I together.
Which is kind of scary when you think about it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so she'll be on with us, and she is awesome. So we'll have her on in 2 weeks. We have a couple surprise guests next week, so be listening for that. And I guess at this point we'll sign off, and we will see you all next week.
Yes, and again, I do apologize cutting it short, but like I said, you know, different things happen sometimes. Things come up, but we had a great interview with Mr. Gardner, and would love to have him on as well. A pretty uneventful Raw for the most part tonight, but we will have a No Mercy special coming up, and I've got a little plan for us next week, Icon. If I get the time during the week, I've got a very special intro for us next week, but again, if I get the time, I'm not making any promises right now, but I was planning on putting a little something together for us, so we'll see if I can get the time to do just that. But either way, it's Monday, it's 11:20 at night, and... y'all are probably sleeping, so we'll talk to you next week.
Dead man walking.
You've done it now.
You've gone and made a big mistake.
And I can't allow
you to think you can just walk away.
So turn around
and face the piper you're gonna pay.
Cause the end is now. Yeah.